it's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so we're dishing this morning because after fan speculation that he was secretly UK rapper SD Kid, Timothée Chalamet ended the rumors by appearing in a remix of Four Rows. Yeah, I don't know either.
It's Timothée Chalamet chilling, trying to stack 100 million. Girl got a billion. What a wonderful feeling. Hit to the ceiling, hit to the since 2017. I'm living the dream.
Yeah, I couldn't go any further than that because it got a little racy after that. Yeah, he's referring to Girl Got a Billion. That's Kylie, his girlfriend. Netflix released an unannounced stand-up special from comedian Dave Chappelle on Friday night. It was called Dave Chappelle, The Unstoppable, and it appeared on the streaming platform following the Jake Paul-Anthony Joshua boxing match. We'll get to that in the dirt alert. Jason Kelce says he hasn't been asked yet to serve as best man at his brother Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's wedding.
Time will tell if there is one or anything like that. I've been given no details on that front. But, you know, I think however I'm involved, I'll be happy to be, and I'm just happy for those two.
Yeah, if there's any toss-up, it's between him and Patrick Mahomes, but I'm thinking he'll go with Jason. By the way, Taylor Swift's mom, Andrea Swift, played a pivotal role in Taylor's relationship with Travis Kelce, as revealed in the End of an Era docuseries.
And so, of course, I call up my resident expert on Kansas City Chiefs, my cousin Robin, and I go, tell me about this guy named Travis Kelce. And she goes, oh, my God, he's the nicest guy. And you know what? He really loves his mom. I went, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, girl, yeah. Avatar Fire and Ash earned $88 million during its opening weekend at the domestic box office, $345 million in worldwide ticket sales. During an interview with the Today Show, actor James Vanderbeek reflected on his 2023 stage 3 colorectal cancer diagnosis and on it being a good thing.
I had this little voice in my head that said, you're going to make changes in your life that you would never, ever make if you didn't have this extreme of a diagnosis, and it's going to add healthy, happy years to your life. I don't think I knew what it was to slow down before. Really, the biggest change I'd say would be this journey of self-love. What I realized was, is I'm still worthy of love.
Yeah, he was talking about how much better he eats now, thinking about what he puts in his body. It was a pretty epic goodbye for Bowen Yang on Saturday Night Live. He wrapped up his final episode after 7 seasons with help from host Ariana Grande, musical guest Cher, and a surprise appearance from former castmate Aidy Bryant. Michael Che had a great reaction. Where you been? Actor Idris Elba was stunned when his Madame Tussauds London wax figure was revealed, and even could open his phone so he could share the moment with his mom via video call.
That is, I don't know what to say. I am speechless, literally. Wow. Right, hold on. I've got to call my mom, man. She's going to freak. I got into Madame Tussauds. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
That is amazing, man. I'm so happy. Man like Idris, you know?
That's so awesome. He's great. Actor James Ransone, known for his roles in The Wire, It Chapter 2, and The Black Phone, has died at the age of 46 in an apparent suicide. The trailer has been released for The Breadwinner, starring Nate Bargatze. He struggles to adapt as a stay-at-home dad to 3 daughters. It looks hilarious.
Are you sure you can handle this?
I'm the top salesman at the dealership.
I think I can handle a month alone with the girls.
You act like I'm gonna blow the house up.
Bye. Dad, the front door is locked.
There's a window in the back. We'll crawl through that.
Dad, you're going the wrong way.
To your school.
To any of our schools.
You don't know where our schools are?
I'm not going wrong.
What? No. Give me the phone.
Hang on.
It stars Nate Bargatze, Mandy Moore, Colin Jost, Kumail Nanjiani, and Will Forte. It's in theaters March 13th, 2026. I don't want to wait that long. That's too long. Speaking of too long, that match between Anthony Joshua and Jake Paul on Friday in Miami ended in a 6th round knockout, but it should have been shorter.
You know that match is going to happen. And it almost, there's a left hook. And down goes Paul.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Mamma mia! Listen, I only played that because I had it in the sort of sports report because I just like hearing down goes Paul. Anyway, he ended up with a double broken jaw and had to have some teeth removed. How sad for him. That's it. That's our Dirt Alert, all part of the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Gow, and B104.3. Yeah.
What can I say except you're welcome?